private pictures become public.
A person who maliciously posts photographs is a lowlife, piece of dirt. You would agree with that, right?
Oh, of course, Your Honor.
Prove to me that he posted them.
And the witness.
She's in the back.
Yes.
Bring her out, please.
Is the girlfriend they both share.
Excuse me.
Sir.
What do you think? This is the love connection? Would you bring the witness up here?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
LaRonda Redd is suing her former friend's boyfriend, Avery Washington, for posting nude pictures of her on the internet.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 107 on the calendar, matter of Redd versus Washington.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
This case involves your allegation that the defendant posted some pictures of you on the internet.
Yes, ma'am.
Pictures that you didn't want to be posted on the internet.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let me see, Mr. Washington, if I understand the relationship that you had with the plaintiff. You have a girlfriend.
That's correct.
Whose name is?
Jasmine.
Jasmine was a friend of the plaintiff's.
Or more than friends.
They were more than friends, but at least friends.
Yes.
And there came a time when you and the girlfriend, Jasmine, got into a sort of an argument and broke up. Mm. You and Jasmine were not together.
Several times over our three-year relationship, that's occurred. Okay.
But you and Jasmine were friends for a long time.
Yes.
And you very foolishly, and I repeat this out there to everyone, very foolishly took pictures of yourself that you wouldn't want to see pasted on the front page of any newspaper.
Yes, ma'am.
And you sent them to Jasmine.
Yes.
Did you send them to anyone else?
No.
Why did you send them to Jasmine?
It was something that we discussed, and I showed her what was done.
And it is your allegation that Mr. Washington, who was jealous of your relationship with Jasmine, got hold of those photographs and put them up on the internet.
Yes, ma'am.
Causing you all kinds of aggravation and stress.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, she has to prove that to me.
Correct.
And I assume she's going to be able to prove that to me. At least I would suspect that she was here and was able to prove that to me. You would agree, Mr. Washington, that a person who maliciously posts photographs that were inclined to embarrass somebody is a lowlife, piece of dirt. You would agree with that, right?
Oh, of course, Your Honor.
Because that's what I think that they are. Somebody who intentionally would take a photograph that was not intended for them and publish it with the idea of embarrassing somebody really would deserve to pay. You would agree with that?
Of course.
Great. You have the photograph?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Okay. Outrageous, stupid for you to send. You know, you're young, you get to be older, you recognize you don't take pictures or allow somebody else to take pictures of you that don't make you look your best. Believe me, I know that. I go like this a lot. Prove to me that he posted them.
I actually have a recording. Once the pictures were posted, I called Jasmine in regards to that, and they were arguing over the phone.
Who? Avery, Mr. Washington and Jasmine?
Yes, they were arguing over the phone.
They were together?
I believe so. At the time, they were together when the picture was posted. Yes.
No. I mean, when you called Jasmine, mm-hmm. Mr. Washington was there.
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, then how do you know that they were arguing?
Because I picked Jasmine up alone, and Jasmine and Mr. Washington was on the phone together while she was with me.
Okay, so she was with you, and you have a recording of her speaking to Mr. Washington.
Yes.
Where he acknowledges that he posted the pictures.
Or that he will threaten to post things that are in her personal phone. That's what it was.
Or that he had possession of her phone.
Yes.
That were in her personal phone and he threatened to post them.
Yes.
You think she has that?
That conversation never took place, so I don't see how she could.
Just a second. Let's just be clear. You never had a conversation with your girlfriend, Jasmine, about the fact that you had gotten possession of her personal phone. From my eyes, be careful what you say. Are you telling me that you never had a conversation with Jasmine about the fact that you had gotten possession of her personal phone and saw pictures of the plaintiff? Are you telling me you never had that conversation with Jasmine?
There was a time when Jasmine called me and asked me a pointed question, and I answered.
And said? Come on.
She asked me, did I post pictures of LaRonda?
Well, in order to ask if you posted pictures of the plaintiff, you had to have possession of her phone. I'm not stupid. Do you understand?
That is correct. That is what she asked me.
Had you had possession of her phone for a period of time?
No. And at the time when she asked that question, she was in possession of her own phone.
I didn't ask you whether at the time whether she had possession of her phone. I asked you whether or not at some period of time you took, I don't care if it's for 5 minutes, possession of her phone and looked through her phone. Is that what you're telling me? Be careful what you say, sir. You never know where I'm going. So it's always better to tell me the truth. She still may not be able to prove that you posted the pictures, but don't think about lying to me.
That
was there a time, even for 5 minutes, that you had possession of a phone and saw pictures of the plaintiff?
I've been with Jasmine for 3 years. There's many times when I've had possession of her phone. None of those times have I ever seen pictures of LaRonda.
Now I'll hear it. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when did you have this argument with your girlfriend about your keys and your property?
I don't remember having such an argument with Jasmine about...
Well, that's you on the phone.
No.
That's not you on the phone.
No.
Can I have your girlfriend's telephone number?
Yes.
Is she traveling with you today?
Yes.
So she's in the back?
Yes.
Bring her out, please. Be easier, it can be hard. Because you see, this is the problem. If your girlfriend, because you're back on again, correct?
That's true.
If she refuses to come out, if she cared about you and supported your version of the events, what she would do is come out and tell me that. Do you understand? If she refuses to come out, that means he's my guy and I'm not going to testify against him.
Or could it possibly...
Do you understand? No,
or could it possibly be that she doesn't want to be caught up in the middle of this?
No, couldn't possibly be that. Impossible that it could possibly be that.
I think that's a great possibility.
No, there is no possibility. Because if the pictures were only sent to your girlfriend, her mother, her brother, somebody else, it's possible. But more likely you, because of something that you said to me at the very beginning of this case when I said the plaintiff and your girlfriend were friends. And you said, do you remember what you said?
More than friends.
More than friends. That was telling to me. So it was as, yes, they were friends. There was nothing to be wrong. They were friends. You had an itch.
Follow me.
Brett, would you bring the witness up here, please, and swear her? Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sir.
Excuse me. What do you think this is, the love connection? Would you bring the witness up here and swear her, please?
Step up here, ma'am. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth in these matters?
Yes.
State your name for the record.
Jasmine.
Last name?
Melton.
Have a seat.
Jasmine, I want you to listen to something. Play the audio.
Video. Give me my keys. Told you what I was doing, you didn't give me my... And you didn't, knowing the consequences.
What? Did you post the new pictures because you...
Because you wouldn't give my keys. I begged you for 3 hours for my... And told you what the consequences was
going to
be.
Stop the audio. Now, remember that conversation? My question is, do you remember the conversation?
Yes.
You were in the car with the plaintiff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh is not an answer. Yes is an answer or no.
Yes.
And you were talking to your boyfriend.
Yes.
And at the time you had an argument with him, he wanted some property.
Yes.
What property did he want?
I don't recall. I don't remember what we was arguing about.
Well, he wanted his keys. Does that refresh your recollection?
Yeah.
He wanted his keys. Keys to what?
Keys to his car.
Car. And when he said that you had fought for, because there's much more to this audio tape, which I've heard before you got here. So you had an argument, but she said lasted 3 hours. Did it last 3 hours?
Somewhat.
And during that time, he threatened to do something. What did he threaten to do?
I don't recall. We was arguing about a lot of stuff that day. It was a lot going on.
But you do remember the argument, and you do remember the car.
Yeah.
Good. She can go out now. See, I didn't even have to break up your relationship. All I had to prove that you were a liar because you said that wasn't you, right?
Wasn't me.
I didn't have to do anything else. I didn't have to break up the romance. All I had to do was say who's lying and who's not. And the liar would be you, because that was you. That's what she says. Unless she's a liar. Is she a liar?
She's confused, Your Honor.
No, she's not confused.
She didn't look confused to me.
She didn't look confused to me.
I know
the difference between confused and lying. Judgment for the plaintiff and the amount of $5,000. We're finished.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Her and my girlfriend had their own relationship.
I don't have anything to say.
I'm just glad it's over.
I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it no more.
Guess today law prevailed.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Shannon Lennison versus Berry. Step forward.
23-year-olds Forbes Shannon and Zach Lennison are suing their former roommate, Michael Berry, for breaking their lease and causing damage to the home. Michael is countersuing for an illegal eviction, storage fees, and assault.
All right. The three of you tried to be roommates. It didn't work out, and now you're bothering us.
You're right, Your Honor.
You're right. I know I'm right. So let's deal with this quickly and expeditiously, because it's sushi day today.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I only let him stay for a weekend.
Now it's a weekend. It went, Mr. Berry, from one night to a weekend.
Yeah, he was there left. For one day. Or two nights, I mean.
You gotta get your story straight, sir.
I know, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I know that you know.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Forbes Shannon and Zach Lennison say former roommate Michael Berry owes for breaking a lease and damaging property.
Now, the three of you moved into an apartment on what date?
We moved into a house together August 1st, 2017.
And according to both of you, because there is a claim and a cross-claim for an assault, let's get rid of that first. According to you,
yes.
Your last name is?
Shannon.
Yeah. Shannon, Mr. Shannon. There was an incident in the house involving the defendant where he was drunk, and that was back in August, the month you moved in.
You're right, Your Honor. There were... Oh,
just
sorry.
A second. Correct? And that's the same incident that you refer to in August, the month you moved in.
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. And then you remained living together. I assume there was no police action taken with regard to this alleged assault back in August.
No, Your Honor.
The interaction actually started with a police officer, Your Honor.
No, I understand it started with a police officer. According to you, calling to say that he was drunk, could you please send a car or come and pick him up from someplace? I don't care. But there was no police reports with regard to these alleged assaults back in August of 2017. And the three of you continued to reside together for another 6 months until the next incident, which you allege is in January of 2018. So you lived together August, September, October, November, December, and January, 6 months. So I don't care about the assault. Do you understand? It's like two married people having a fight. They have a fight. They tussle around, then they continue to live together for 2 years. One of them finally says, I want a divorce. And all of a sudden, this tussle that they had 2 years before becomes a major geschichte. So you continue to live as three nice married people from August until January. And then in January, Mr. Berry, did you have a friend move in with you?
No, Your Honor.
Did you have a friend come to stay with you?
He stayed for one night.
Did you have a friend come to stay with you? What's the friend's name?
Seth.
On what date did he come?
It was in January. I don't know an exact day.
Why did he come?
He wanted to move here. I let him stay for a day.
Just a second. He wanted to move to where?
Phoenix.
Did you discuss that with your roommate?
Yes, I did.
Okay, which one or both?
I talked to both of them. I originally told them he would be staying for a week. When they said no, I only let him stay for a weekend.
Well, now it's a weekend. It went, Mr. Berry, from one night to a weekend. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that incident resulted in the landlord telling you he couldn't stay.
I never spoke to the landlord.
Well, he moved out, right? He left.
Yeah, he was there for one day. Or two nights, I mean. 2 nights.
You gotta get your story straight, sir.
I know, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I know that you know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you don't think that I think it was a good idea for you to say, listen, move out because this is not working out, then there's something wrong with you. And I thought that here you came in a suit with a tie that you were normal.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Forbes Shannon and Zach Lennison say former roommate Michael Burry owes for breaking a lease and damaging property.
So that incident resulted in the landlord telling you he couldn't stay.
I never spoke to the landlord.
Well, he moved out, right? He left.
Yeah, he was there for one day, or two nights, I mean.
You gotta get your story straight, sir.
I know, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I know that you know. Okay, so that was in January. But at that point, you had sort of had it with each other because they wanted him out, and you decided it was best that you terminate this roommate relationship. That's according to the complaint and the answer that I got. You certainly didn't want to live with people who, according to you, intimidated you and beat you, right?
No,
and they didn't want to live with somebody that they allege is a drunk and was assaultive. So it was a good idea that you move out.
We came to mutual agreement that I would move out. He brought up the,
Your Honor.
That they wanted another roommate.
Just a second. Well, Mr. Shannon, if you don't think that I think it was a good idea for you to say, listen, move out because this is not working out, then there's something wrong with you. And I thought that here you came in a suit with a tie that you were normal. I wouldn't want to live with somebody who was assaultive and brings a criminal friend home that you had to get the landlord involved with.
Absolutely.
Right? You're not an idiot.
No.
Right?
Your Honor.
You would have been happy if he left.
Yes, we did have a conversation about him leaving.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course. For sure.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing that he left.
Yes, Your Honor.
And he did leave in April. And he paid his rent for January?
Yes, Your Honor.
February?
Yes, Your Honor.
March?
Yes, Your Honor.
And he left in April. You left the beginning, middle, or end of April?
The last day of April.
Did you pay April's rent?
Yes.
Are you still in the house?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's great. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Very much.
Thank you.
More peaceful now.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Good. And who's living there with you?
So we have a friend that's moving in on July 1st. That's when he moves in.
Well, but he was supposed to move in before.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Are you still in the house?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's great. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Very much.
Thank you.
More peaceful now.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Good. And who's living there with you?
So we have a friend that's moving in on July 1st. That's when he moves in.
Well, but he was supposed to move in before. But he was supposed to move in before.
Yes, Your Honor.
You have no case. Neither do you. Do you understand?
I understand.
Didn't work out.
Your Honor, if I may say something.
You could say whatever you want.
Okay.
For the 30 seconds.
Okay, Your Honor. Yes, absolutely. We did suggest that the defendant move out because it obviously wasn't working for any of us. But we made it very, very, very clear that neither plaintiff or I could afford to pay this rent that he agreed to.
Okay.
So the argument really was, I spoke with our land leasing company, and there is...
Just a second. You had this discussion with him in January.
Yeah, we had
this
discussion.
You had this discussion in January. Mr. Shannon, listen to me very carefully. He didn't move out until the end of April. That gave you January, February, March, and April, 4 months to find a third roommate. If you didn't, that's your problem. Goodbye.
Always excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I disagree with the decision, but the defendant still has to live with himself, so.
I'm just glad I don't have to talk to these guys anymore.
Alcohol, idiocy, a lot of chlorine in his gene pool, lots of things.
They left me downtown Scottsdale with no way to get home.
He sucker punched my roommate, threw me into a wall, said he was going to slit my throat in my sleep, so.
I never did that.
I mean, basically, he came in the house rumbling, tumbling.
We got in an argument.
Ducking his head, looking straight at the floor, and swinging those little fists of his with all the fury he contains in his entire body.
After I was punched,
I did put him in his place.
I tried to get them off me.
I punched him in the face.
So I was just pushing a little bit.
Happily so, I did knock him out.
He gave me a bulging black eye.
Smells like a dusty beach flip-flop, and he looks like an old crusty sand dollar, so I would say no, absolutely not.
There is no friendship with these people.
You just gotta keep your wits about you and be willing to throw them out as soon as they threaten to slit your throat.
I'm just excited to move on with my life.
You know, I mean, this is the best thing he'll ever do in his life, so I hope he's happy.